It's Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes. Let's get cracking. Story number 1, the number of companies appointing administrators hit a record high in March, rising to 1,131. Now, that's the first time, Sean, since 2015, that insolvencies rose above 1,000 in a single month.
And the number's up 26% on a year earlier, according to the Australian Securities Investments Commission figures. The corporate watchdog expects companies entering external administration to hit 10,000 this year, the highest level in a decade. Insolvency experts say the rush of insolvencies, which is expected to continue all calendar year, in large part is a hangover from COVID and the government subsidies used to boost the economy. As they've ended and companies have had to trade on their own terms, cash flows become a real problem. In the 9 months to the end of March, 7,742 companies entered external administration. Around one quarter were construction related. For the month of March, construction insolvencies were the second highest on record, a real worry. Accommodation and food services was the next largest category.
And Sean, this has been in the headlines, hasn't it? Because there's been a couple of very high profile failures in just the past week.
Brisbane-based electric vehicle charging business Tritium has gone into voluntary administration, failing to find a sustainable model. The NASDAQ-listed company was originally considered an Australian success story, but its fortunes have plummeted. There's already a process underway to sell some of its assets. About a month ago, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Tritium's decision to close its Australian factory and produce chargers in the US was a lost opportunity. Probably one of those sorts of businesses that the government would be interested for its future Made in Australia program. Another that might have got a look in is chemicals group Qenos. It called in voluntary administrators last week. About 700 people's jobs could be lost on that one.
Sean, moving on to story number 2, and you mentioned just then the future Made in Australia policy. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has hinted that there might be a fair chunk of money in the budget for the green subsidy policy.
That's right. Until now, they've sort of played down how much money might be in it. Dr. Chalmers was in Washington for IMF and World Bank meetings in recent days. He said the government is considering substantial investments, but they won't add to inflation pressures. He said they're about making sure the economy can be more competitive and more productive, notwithstanding critics' fears that they are a return to protectionism. Previously, the government has played down the size of those investments. Now, the federal budget's just 3 weeks away, 3 weeks from tomorrow, in fact. Over the weekend, Dr. Chalmers said the budget will provide an update on monetary and fiscal strategy. It will also aim to boost national resilience against an increasingly hostile global backdrop.
How about this one? Story number 3. In 2011, teenagers spent on average 75 minutes every day watching commercial television. Nowadays, broadcasters say that figure is just 13 minutes. That's an 83% decline.
And for children between 5 and 12, viewership is 16 minutes, according to lobby group Free TV. It puts the government under some pressure to change rules, particularly around major sporting events. The government doesn't allow pay TV companies like Foxtel to bid for major sporting events until one of the free-to-air networks has had a chance to make an offer. Olympics, AFL, NRL, Socceroos games, Australian Opens in that as well. The law doesn't include streaming platforms like Netflix, Stan, etc. According to the AFR, some have started broadcasting some sporting events, and live streaming is now 20% of all free-to-air viewing, with many new homes no longer even having a TV aerial. So why should free-to-air get a run at major sporting events? Pretty good question.
Sean, that actually leads us very neatly into story number 4 today. Netflix has posted its best start to the year since 2020, attracting more new customers than expected thanks to a strong slate of original programs and a crackdown on password sharing.
Netflix added 9.33 million customers in the first quarter of the year from all over the world, particularly US and Canada. The new subscribers helped Netflix beat forecasts for sales and earnings. The growth is in part due to that crackdown on password sharing. The company estimated more than 100 million people were using an account for which they didn't pay. Also helping has been a bunch of hit shows. Fool Me Once, Griselda, The Gentleman, Three Body Problem, and the reality show Love is Blind. They've all done well. Only problem is the outlook for coming months ain't so good, and the group's share price fell over the weekend. Netflix actually accounts for about 8% of TV viewing in the US nowadays.
That is quite extraordinary. Speaking of extraordinary, Sean, story number five. The world's biggest election has begun. The numbers here are just staggering. With up to 1 billion Indians heading to the polls over the next 6 weeks, PM Narendra Modi is expected to be returned for a third time.
India is the world's fastest growing major economy. Modi is considered architect of the most recent success. His party's focused on accelerating growth. His party, the BJP, also wants to encourage Hinduism, which is a bit controversial. About 80% of the Indian population are Hindus. There are 540 seats in India's lower house, and whichever party wins most gets to pick the PM. Fair enough. The election goes for a long time because of the logistics involved in accessing the 969 million registered voters, and because rules mandate there needs to be a poll within 2 kilometres of every habitation. So that means 1.1 million stations served by 15 million electoral agents who move from place to place, starting last Friday, finishing on June 1, then the votes are counted. Quite an amazing logistical exercise.
It certainly is. There we go, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast, and if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.